This is Independent Talk here on Power 106 FM. So the debate on how it is that we're supposed to approach the issue of ganja in this country and is really heating up. I think since we had that conversation with Justice Minister Mark Golding yesterday, there has been quite a bit of activity and people are talking. On the front page of today's Observer, ganja worry, U.S. not comfortable with Jamaica's push to decriminalize weed. And the story here begins that the United States government has signaled some discomfort with Jamaica's move to decriminalize marijuana for specific uses. According to Assistant Secretary of the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, William Brownfield, there is a possibility that the move could increase inflows of marijuana from Jamaica that now accounts for 80% of ganja illegally smuggled into that country. Well, joining us now to take a look at this hot-button topic this morning, Dr. Kadamawi Naif, lecturer in the Department of Management Studies, the University of the West Indies, Mona, and co-host of the Jamaica Diaspora Live Online, aired on Saturday mornings here on Power 106 FM. Naif, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I listened to what this virgin was saying, that Assistant Secretary of State.
Yes, I watched it. Great interest myself yesterday.
I think that somebody need to, what we need to really think about is when he actually stated that Jamaica have a whole set of persons who are experts in planting this thing.
Yes.
I think that is very instructive because It is that they recognize that Jamaicans have a kind of strategic advantage in the production of, based by their skill set and competence, and moreover in terms of the landscape, because the plant needs high altitude and lots of sun to grow. So all that is needed to really be extremely competitive in our international market space.
Could that knife then be some of the discomfort that people are feeling about this whole issue? The fact that Jamaica has been very good at growing the weed for such a long time and has among the best in the world.
So I think a lot of that discomfort is based upon A, fear, and 2, hypocrisy. I mean, we know what is happening in the United States, and for that, Virgin be on the television saying that this is such a big concern, and for increasing exports coming from Jamaica into the United States. But if you have local producers, why then will they not be consuming what is produced locally? And if it's coming from outside, is much better than what is being produced locally. So the question is the concern about consumption of what they consider to be drugs, quote-unquote? I don't know what the research is showing about ganja, so how it should have been classified as classy and that thing that they have it as. You know, is it about that, or is it really about the economics? And then, so we need to be clear about where the debate is, what is the real driver behind the debate, and that comes now to the question of will. Because I am not convinced that our persons who are in discussions with those persons in America have the will to challenge what they are saying. They say, people realize that this thing is really about game theory. It's not happening right now. Those persons are set up by a call participation constraints, framework in which we will be allowed to operate, you know, and put in place things that they know can impact what you call actions and reactions, those functions. So they know what is happening, but they have an interest in protecting their local market. Remember that medical marijuana is projected to be about $6 billion, while recreational marijuana is $40 billion US. You know, and our advantage seems to be in what is recreational marijuana and not just medical marijuana. And I think that again causes other concern, because the discussion surrounding medical marijuana, there are questions about licensing, and about the way it is grown, and speaking about greenhouse is what I raised yesterday. You know, and if we're going to speak about greenhouse, we must recognize that those persons that the Secretary of State consider to be experts, we're not experts who are growing the plant in any greenhouse.
Yes. They're experts in growing it on the hillsides.
Exactly. We don't have any access to any land, that kind of flat land, to grow in greenhouses, and so that is part of my big concern. I hear that they are going to have mixed approaches, but I know that they're speaking about controlled environments. They're speaking about greenhouses and the alternatives, because the truth is the nature of the plant is determined by the seed that is used. Yes, and so if you have consistent seeds, that are female seeds, you don't have to worry so much about the quality control, yes, because that is what determines the quality of the plant that comes in. Of course, there are persons who are doing them inspections, etc., etc. But this greenhouse thing to me seems to be extremely discriminatory in terms of capital only, and it can lead to what you call natural monopoly. Meaning those who have access to that kind of land and that kind of capital will be the ones who are able to erect greenhouses for production and planting of ganja. It means that the majority of people who traditionally have planted ganja and have benefited at the same time.
They're going to lose out.